Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Monday, October 12th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, UWP calls for accounts for equipment and labor used in communities in Dominica after Storm Erica. Government has announced plans to declare certain areas across Dominica as buffer zones. And a Trinidad government pledges a $5 million to assist Dominica in its rebuilding efforts following Erica. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
Feel the difference with affordable air conditioned units from Courts. And right now, you can beat the heat with split units starting at only $1,399 cash or $19 weekly. So come in today and get the air conditioned unit that gives you the cool comfort you want. Only at Courts, bringing value home.
UWP leader Lennox Linton is calling for an account of heavy equipment deployed around communities in Dominica from the Public Works Ministry. Following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica, heavy equipment were deployed to assist in the cleanup activities. Government said it would foot all of the bills. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett told the press conference recently that government had already received bills amounting to well over $1 million. He said over time that number is expected to increase to several million of dollars. But opposition leader Lennox Linton told a press conference last week there needs to be an inventory of equipment used for dredging of rivers and clearing of roads, etc., the names of the persons whose equipment were engaged for the jobs, the amount paid to those owners for the use of their equipment on the jobs, and the amounts paid to persons engaged to work on the jobs.
From the look of it, we could be working at a faster pace. And we're not working at a faster pace because in some instances, it would appear that there is a lack of heavy equipment or enough heavy equipment for the task. Or if there is enough heavy equipment, an issue with deployment of the heavy equipment to the task. So we have had those conversations. One of the first questions I raised when in the context of the parliamentary advisory group was, what is the inventory of heavy equipment we had on the island and where was it located? Because I wanted to ensure that if there were capacity gaps, we were in a position to plug those as early as possible. We're 6 weeks out now, and we're still complaining about adequacy of equipment. In the meantime, we're hearing nothing from the Public Works Minister. No broad statement that gives you the comfort that somebody is looking at the big picture and taking decisions that will drive that big picture forward. Yes, we're focusing on this here and that here, but who is responsible for the overall? In terms of what is happening with cleanup, in terms of what is happening with designated dumping sites. What are we going to do with all the stones that have been gifted to us in the riverbeds and the gorges and the ravines? What are we going to do with all the sand? This is building material. This is a huge national industry sitting there. Have we re-engaged Public Works? No, we have not.
The government of Dominica says it is planning to make potatoes the leading export crop in Dominica. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Harold Geist, says this is possible. The production of potatoes is nothing new to farmers here, but Geist told the signing ceremony for a grant to assist this initiative last week that the crop has the ability to generate some much-needed income for Dominica.
In these times that we are now post-hurricane, tropical storm Erica, and it probably before, we are thinking of industry rather than just projects. So for white potato, we are looking futuristically at developing an industry and an export product. And Propel, with the expertise, are well placed to assist us with targeting the high value, the high end value markets. And Mr. Broman will speak to the specifics in a moment, but this is indeed a very welcome gesture, very great and important intervention at our stage of development in the white potato farming sector in Dominica.
Meantime, Director of Agriculture Ricky Broman says there is a dire need to reduce the importation of potatoes in Dominica.
We're talking industry. We are not talking about the white potato versus season. We're with Propel's intervention, looking to platform an industry that makes us one, reducing our imports, two, naturally provide us with local food for our tables, and thirdly, to provide incomes for farmers. We will appreciate that white potatoes grown in Dominica is of a very good quality. It's much better, as indicated by consumers, than that which is imported. And so, with proper intervention, understanding the areas that we've outlined, we're looking forward to a better potato. We're looking forward to a more wholesome potato. We're looking towards a potato that we know how it is grown.
Last Monday, Dominica signed a $50,000 Canadian agreement to boost the white potato production sector. 28 persons have reportedly been affected by an early morning fire which occurred in Newtown on Friday, October 9th. Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Fire Services, Wayne Later, says 3 of the 8 houses affected by the fire were totally destroyed.
In relation to the fire at Newtown this morning, I have information right now that there were 8 houses involved in that blaze, and most of those houses were smaller galvanized shacks. We had 2 concrete structures and 1 plywood, and the others were small galvanized shacks. We can also report at this time that approximately 28 persons were affected by that blaze, and these are members of the families who were affected. We cannot give any information right now on the cause of that fire, but the investigators are still investigating what the cause of that fire.
Meantime, MP for the Newtown area, Joshua Francis, is appealing for assistance for the families who were affected.
We're talking about the total loss of property, clothes, appliances, furniture, the houses themselves. Unfortunately, a number of these houses were of wooden structure, and therefore the fire destroyed everything. Houses were reduced down to the dirt. But that has happened, unfortunately. However, out of this, one of the positive things is that we had no loss of lives. So that is a consolation. But of course, there is psychological injury. The victims are in a total state of shock. Among the victims are school children who ought to have been in school today, and I'm hoping that we can get them back to school as soon as possible. Currently, I am in the process of making a passionate plea to Dominicans here and abroad to assist in whatever way they can. In the immediacy, we need food, we need water, we need clothing, and of course shelter. Some of the victims are able to resort to their family's home for shelter. There are about 3 families who do not have that privilege. And as such, I am now left with the burden of getting somewhere where they can rest their head. Thus far, a number of persons have reached out and provided financial assistance. Some have called me and provided clothes and made other pledges to assist. I have no doubt that Dominicans will assist. They have started and are making a further appeal for the public to come out and assist. In whatever way you can assist, please assist, because it's a really, really a sad situation here.
Government has announced plans to declare certain areas across Dominica as buffer zones. The decision comes as government is now placing focus on reviewing developmental plans to make the country's infrastructure more robust to withstand disasters. Dominica needs $1.3 billion to rebuild following Tropical Storm Erica. National Security Minister Raven Blackmore was speaking in the media last week.
We have to ensure that certain areas are declared buffer zones, you know, and then and instead of building so close to river, you know, they have a buffer there, you know, see, and the walls that we construct have to be more robust. We have to maybe look at the foundation, the type of tools that we give, and how deep we go down with the foundation. Of course, with that, such intervention will have to be advised and informed by proper technical, you know, advice. And so certainly, in a number of instances, and based on what you have seen, the water table has elevated. Mm-hmm. So you have to actually be informed by proper technical advice. Mm-hmm. And so the issue of, before you put in a bridge in an area that is vulnerable, and the issue of getting the kind of technical advice in terms of geotechnical analysis is important, you know? And you heard, and you know as the number of persons that we have to relocate. Mm-hmm. We have to build new houses, all right? And because of the volume of people that you're trying to accommodate, you see, that brings to the fore the need to develop the proper skill sets that you need to advise you to ensure that you do not make the same mistake you made before, you know? And the issue of social planning, the issue of, as I said just now, and looking at the issue of environmental hazards or the possibility of that, you know. So a number of issues that we have to talk about.
Meantime, Blackmore, who is the MP for the Mau constituency, also revealed plans for the River Estate area.
The River Estate area and Kenfield area is a very important area. Mm-hmm. You have an industrial site there, and then you have to ensure that, you know, that in itself is very, very important installation is there. You also have the private sector, you have the car dealership there, and other important commercial entities there. And that the river in itself can cause some serious havoc.
Oh, yes.
And it did. So there's also need to move in. We've already gone in there to do the assessment to ensure that the river can be dredged and can be properly managed. And we'll be informed by technical advice as to what form of intervention that needs to be done there going forward. And in any event that you have so many things to be done, you have to get the assessment and then prioritize and how do we systematically, you know, approach that developmental path that we're looking at and going forward.
You're listening to Q95's Lunchtime News. Dominica's relief efforts have received another boost thanks to the government of Trinidad and Tobago. The Daily Express newspaper is reporting that the Trinidad government has pledged $5 million to assist in Dominica's rebuilding efforts. On 27th August 2015, a tropical storm Erica hit Dominica. Over two dozen people were cost their lives and causing floods and mudslides that government says will set the island back by 20 years. The newspaper is also reporting the decision to assist Dominica came following a discussion between Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett and Trinidad's Prime Minister Keith Rowley. The amount was approved during the week of September 28, 2015 at a Trinidad cabinet meeting and was confirmed last week. All systems are in place for the official launch of a project of the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission in Dominica. That's according to Minister for Telecoms and Technology, Kelva Daru. The project targets students across Dominica and is intended to bring wireless access to the botanical gardens. Daru says the project was earmarked for September of 2015, but will be launched later this month.
That program was earmarked to have been launched Friday, after Erica passed. Erica came in Thursday, and then we had to, of course, postpone that program. But all systems are still in place for that, and I believe we have set a new date for the 23rd of October to have the official launch of that program. That is being done through the National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, the NTRC. And the NTRC is the one really behind this program, the Ministry of Information Technology. So again, it's another opportunity for our students who have the tablets now to utilize a conducive environment for study, for doing research and so forth. And also Dominicans on a whole, you know, so we have to be aware that the world that we are living in, we there's nothing that we can do about it. The technology is everywhere. We cannot hide away from it. And we are well on track for that and to ensure that we can have the area fully Wi-Fi as well.
The project will cost over $300,000 over a three-year period. And government says it will determine whether movements to Pitit Savannah should be restricted. A decision was taken to evacuate members of the community following the passage of Erica on August 27. National Security Minister Raymond Blackmore said that an assessment has been conducted on the area and government will soon be informed on the results.
We still have situations whereby certain areas are still very much vulnerable. You have Pitit Savannah area, and up to today we had Mr. Abeduso with caution.
And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. UWP calls for accounts for equipment and labor used in communities in Dominica after Storm Erica. Government has announced plans to declare certain areas across Dominica as buffer zones. And the Trinidad government pledges $5 million to assist Dominica in its rebuilding efforts following Erica. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.